I speak to you in the name of God. Amen. It is called the Weather Channel, and it's television for weather junkies. I'm not sure why, but this week I watched a show about the terrible tornado that sliced through Tuscaloosa, Alabama, barely missing most of the University of Alabama, but taking the lives of more than 50 people in its path. Then I watched with more than a little gratitude as the announcers on the Weather Channel highlighted every moment, past and future, of a winter storm bearing down on Buffalo. Like not wanting to laugh at a bad joke, I kept trying to turn the channel, but it took a long time. Most people deal with weather by keeping it in the background. We only pay attention if a freeze is about to grip the Tampa area or a hurricane is barreling down on our way. Mostly, we just live with whatever fare of clouds and sunshine and showers nature throws our way. But today, we should pay attention to the meteorological scenes in the Bible. Today is the last Sunday after the Epiphany. We have made our way through the season of light and cold snaps to stand today on the threshold of Lent. And now we have to contend with whirlwinds, bright lights, and clouds. Elijah was the great prophet of God in the Old Testament. He took on the prophets of Baal and won victory for God. He trod the dusty paths of Palestine, clothed with the knowledge of God and the courage to speak when necessary. As great men sometimes do, Elijah took on a protege, Elisha, mentoring him in the ways of a prophet. But now the Lord was about to take Elijah up to heaven by a whirlwind. So Elijah and Elisha went down to the Jordan River. If you think hard, you might remember that we began this season on the banks of the Jordan River with another prophet named John. Jesus came to the river, and there was that whole long argument about who was to follow whom. Then the heavens were torn apart, the gospel says, and the voice calling, "You are my son, the beloved." Now Elijah and Elisha stood by the Jordan River, and Elijah rolled up his mantle and struck the water, and the water parted. Remember the weather event from the Exodus. And the two of them walked on dry ground across the river. As they continued, Elijah ascended in a whirlwind into heaven, and Elisha's life was changed forever. The mantle was now his. The prophecy was his, and he would have to go on further without his mentor. Be wary of the whirlwind. It tore apart Job's life, casting him into the mystery of God. It lifted Dorothy out of her dusty Kansas home and dropped her in the wonderful world of Oz. The whirlwind changes your life. Make no mistake about it. We're not finished with the Bible weather events for today. In the middle of his ministry, Jesus took his closest companions and led them up a mountain. I've never climbed mountains. Now with my arthritic knees, I doubt that I ever will. But I understand that time sort of stops on the summit. When you reach the top, it's as if time stops. Remember the great photographs of Edmund Hillary and Tenzing Norgay on the summit of Mount Everest. You can imagine that summit moment. On the mountain with Jesus, his friends saw him transfigured. The Greek says he was metamorphosized. Transfigured, changed. And lo and behold, there was Elijah with Moses. They were talking with Jesus. Now I suppose thin mountain air can produce hallucinations, but Peter was convinced enough that he proposed setting up camp for everybody. And then a cloud overshadowed them, a cloud came over the whole gathering. And that voice again, "This is my son, the beloved. And you should be as wary of the cloud as of the whirlwind." Because the cloud can sometimes obscure your vision, make it hard for you to see. Or the cloud might be the pathway to wisdom, as in the great cloud of unknowing, the great medieval mystical guide. The cloud can bring turbulence or can portend the end of the storm. But whatever the cloud does, it will change your life. After all the weather events of this day, Jesus and his companions came down from the mountain. When I developed arthritis in my knees, I discovered that walking down the slope is harder than trudging upward. More painful to walk down the ramp than to go upward. More than half of the deaths on Mount Everest occurred on the way down. So the way down is where you discover how it is your life has been changed and is changing. Those select few who bathed on the glory on the mountain of Jesus on the way down realized they were now heading to Jerusalem and all that awaited them there. On Wednesday, we will assemble in this very church to confess our sins, to smear our faces with ashes, to make a new beginning of our soul lives, and to discover how we might be changed, how we might be remade once again. It may be the whirlwind. It may be the light. It may be the bright shining light. It may be the cloud. But something in the meteorological almanac will catch you up or fix you in your place or carry you along, and you will not be unchanged. As I watched the Weather Channel special on the Alabama tornado, I learned that three young men and the girlfriend of one of them had taken shelter in the closet of their house, but the tornado touched down right on their house. Unlike Dorothy's whirlwind, this storm was deadly. The young woman was killed, and forever, three young men's lives are changed. Watching the relentless coverage of the snowstorm, and it was sort of a blast, by Buffalo standards, a blast storm. I remembered the snowpocalypse, we called it, of several years ago, when 8 feet of snow buried the Buffalo South Towns. And I remember the delivery man who tried to get home and got lost and died just blocks from his house. Weather can change your life, can leave you grasping for a future. It can redirect all the remaining days of your life. There are Puerto Ricans in Tampa now whose lives are forever altered by Hurricane Maria. For us, it is enough to listen for the wind, watch out for the cloud, and trust that any of this is enough to carry us to that holy night when the earth moved and the dead man stood up and came forth. Amen.
Christians around the world, let us confess the faith of the church.